I'm Yuri Sumarokov. I'm a medical doctor. I'm working at the Northern State Medical University, Arkhangelsk, Northwest Russia. It's the northernmost medical school in Russia. And the one of the main direction of our research in our medical school is Arctic medicine and everything which is related with the health of people in the Arctic regions worldwide and especially in Russia.
And one of your main research interests is the suicide rate.
Right. I'm working on this topic for 2 years, trying to collect the data on the suicides in the among the indigenous and non-indigenous people living in Arctic, and try to investigate the problem from inside. The question is about the higher rates, and this area has one of the highest rates in Russia and probably in the world. We should look inside and try to explore the reasons why it happens so.
And have you come to any conclusions so far? What factors are we talking about?
Not yet. It's ongoing research and never not published yet. But soon, I guess, we'll try to inform the community and the researchers on the findings we have found.
So can you tell me a little bit more about that, the statistic?
Generally, I'm not ready to present the exact figures now, but in general, the suicide rate in Russia is a little bit higher than 20, which is very close to the critical level.
That's 20 per?
20 per 100,000 is a critical level, which is a kind of the indicator of World Health Organization, which showing that there is a problem in country. In Russia, it's higher than 20, but now it's double smaller than it was in 90s. Situation is improving slowly, but we don't see the improvement in the northernmost areas of Russia. The situation still alarming, and the figures are quite higher. In general, it's in average for last 10 years, it's about 70 per 100,000. In some years, it was increasing up to 119 per 100,000. There is a difference between indigenous and non-indigenous community. Among the indigenous is approximately 4 times higher than in average Russia. Among the non-indigenous is 2 times higher.
So are we talking about social factors, economic factors? Are we talking about the lack of light in the winter? What plays a role?
We are trying to look for all the factors related. One of the strongest factors, as a hypothesis, we think about alcohol problem, which is a kind of, pushing factor to commit suicide. And the alcohol problem is not solved yet. It's quite a big problem, especially among the northernmost indigenous. There are several steps taken during last year in limitation of the availability of this poison, but it's still never succeed.
Is there any other major difference between indigenous and non-indigenous cultural factors?
Indigenous people prefer, from my point of view, indigenous people commit suicide more often when they are separated from their community and they live in urban areas, for example, when they start living in settlements and not follow the traditional lifestyle, traditional family relations. This is not only our conclusion, it's quite well-known factor it's well known, especially from the research made by, for example, Anna Silviken in Norway. In other countries, we have several research completed and with conclusions on this topic. We are trying to confirm this, but we also look at the gender differences, because there is a gender differences in Russia are quite very big. So we have only few women committed suicide, but quite very many males. And in some subgroups, the number of males committed suicide is very high, especially young males between 20-29 years, starting the active life. They have a bigger, quite higher suicide rates in that group.
Is it a lack of economic perspective?
Probably yes, but they also, many of them are starting the life, and they, for example, if we are talking about indigenous people usually completed their background in border school, then period of army service and the start of their working career, which is supported by different economical reasons, a separation from the traditional lifestyle, probably for many of them. We are trying to look inside. I'm not ready to say yes or no, why or not. This is just a problem which we are formulated in, and start to look probably in a year or two. I will try to say exactly, but not now.
Is there a high awareness of this in Russia?
I don't say that high awareness. So we are mostly talking about the youth suicide problem, about the suicides among adolescents, which is also the higher. It's much higher in Russia than in other countries. We are on the top of the world in youth suicide. But I'm not talking about the youth suicide in the northernmost area, because it's low in comparison with all Russian situation. We have the different attitudes.
Is there public interest, media interest, political interest?
No. The topic is not very much welcomed due to the different reasons. This is not only the medical topic. We are mostly talking about the topics which are related to the health through the medicine. We can't solve this problem by the medical, interventions. It's impossible. This is multi-dimensional topic. It's social, health, pedagogical, political. There are many, many, many things should be included in one. I guess, I hope that it will be an interesting topic. It will involve some politicians. It will try to involve more and more people from different sectors, not only the medical. And probably this is the thing we should signalize as soon as possible and try to deliver to the politicians. People, you have much more death from suicide than from other external reasons, including trauma, car accidents, wars, and so on. This is much more bigger figures, but you don't want to speak about it.
Just one last point. If we're looking at cultural traditions, you mentioned that with indigenous people, there is more of a tradition of suicide.
There was, for the centuries, we know from the ethnographers of worked in 1 or 2 centuries ago, even in Russia, in the far eastern regions, in the northernmost regions, there were several researchers worked there, and we have the data on the traditions, very old traditions, so-called voluntary death traditions. Now they are not existing. But the attitudes and the people's opinion on the suicides as a sin, they are still existing in some communities, especially when people feel weakness and impossibility to oppose the negative social factors, external provocators. They will commit suicide easier than others.